Well, happy Groundhog's Day, everybody. Y'all know what Groundhog Day is? Is that, you have that up here in Canada? Well, we're back. It's tempting to just preach what I did last Sunday. It would be appropriate to the holiday of Groundhog Day, but we don't have to, because according to Malachi, we're back here again already. So Malachi, what we read today, I want to talk about that for a little bit, because it's a really good book, and I commend it to you to read, mark, and inwardly digest on your own. Malachi has a structure to it. All the minor prophets have a particular structure to the way that the book is written. It's not just somebody, a minor prophet, writing sort of free thought, but there's actually a structure, and in this structure, we have this process of disputes between humanity and God, and they go back and forth. The part we read today is important because it's the moment when humanity pivots and begins to dispute directly with God. Up until this point, God has been raising disputes with humanity. Malachi finds itself 100 years, thereabouts, after they've returned from exile in Babylon. So you remember, prior to the exile, the people of Israel, they stumbled, they fell into temptation and sin, and it disjointed the community, and that allowed Babylon to come in and just pull them all out into exile, continuing the process of exile and the pain and suffering involved with that. But they changed course, repent, as we say, they changed their direction, and they were restored from exile 100 years ago, and now they're back essentially in the promised land again. But over the course of this 100 years, back in the promised land, they end up falling back into the same old patterns that we do. Groundhog Day, right? They fall back into patterns of idolatry, greed, injustice, corruption, unfaithfulness, not only to God, but to one another. And God points these things out. But what we see happening here in Malachi is sort of a summary of the covenant cycle. You know what the covenant cycle is? Are you familiar with that? Oh, I love the covenant cycle. Okay, it goes like this. Think of a circle. The top of the circle is the human-divine relationship. It's perfect. It's golden. It's pristine. It's loving. It's mutually supportive. It's just exactly what God imagines for the relationship between God and humanity. And then, humanity always flaws. God does not flaw. Humanity flaws. We slip our attention to the details of our covenant relationship. We begin to become unfaithful. We fall into the temptation of sin, and we start to reject God. In the process of this rejection, we find things like greed, lust for power, unfaithfulness, injustice, that kind of thing. And all of these things work to disjoint us, both from God, but also with one another. And then we end up in exile. So we start at the best possible place. We have a flaw. We end up in exile. And while we're in exile, there's suffering. There's want. There's need. But then there's also the realization that it doesn't have to be that way. That we can change how we approach our relationships with one another and with God. And then we begin to be restored, returned to a good and healthy relationship with one another and with God. We are reconciled in our differences. We are reconciled in that gap that we've created between us and God. And so we begin to come back up out of that exile. There is return from exile. There's reconciliation, restoration. Hope is restored. Love becomes the most powerful thing. And then we get a new covenant, back up to the top of that cycle again. And this new covenant is not entirely different from the old covenant. Because the old covenant has always been. You remember the very first covenant in Genesis? After the world was created and humanity was created, what did God say? God said, I will be your God. You will be my people. I will provide abundance for you. Just keep in touch. Let's keep talking and keep that relationship going. It's the same covenant that gets restored over and over again, but it's always a little different because we've changed, having gone through this covenant cycle. The covenant cycle that we're in now began with the new covenant with Jesus. In what we do every Sunday at the altar, we have this sacred food, this bread, this wine. We eat this, we consume this, and we are restored at the molecular level to that relationship with God that cannot be changed. That said, sometimes we fall prey to our old habits, and we find places where idolatry and greed and corruption, lust for power and injustice still comes up in humanity. Groundhog Day, am I right? The people dispute with God in the part of Malachi that we read today. And they're disputing not from evidence, they're disputing what they want God to do. Through the words of Malachi, Malachi writes the desire of their heart. People who are frustrated with the greed of the world. They're angry at the corruption that they see. They want justice. They want those purifying fires. Have you been there? Have you ever wanted control over those purifying fires? I have. It's probably best if we leave the purifying fires to God. But that's what they want because they're angry and they're hurt by what's happening in the world around them with their neighbors and their friends. The people they trusted to lead have become corrupt and have disjointed the community and created suffering that doesn't need to be. So they're upset, and rightfully so. And so they call out to God. You see, where are you? Why should we follow you and continue with this covenant relationship when the greedy get away with it? We say later on in the chapter, we don't read this today, they say, what profit do we have by keeping this commandment? Now we count the arrogant happy. Evildoers not only prosper, but when they put God to the test, they escape. Boy, I've felt that way before too when I see injustice happening. God responds to the people. God feels that pain and that frustration. And so God tells them a story. The story is about this scroll being opened. God says the faithful remnant will gather and they will unroll this scroll and they will remember all the times that God was faithful, all the times that they found themselves in this covenant cycle in not the best part, and they will remember how God came and cared for them, how God taught them to care for one another, and that evildoers and corruption and lust for power are not sustainable. It cannot sustain itself because it never has enough. Greed never is satisfied because there's never enough. But if you seek love, community, compassion, there will always be enough. If you gather with one another and you open that scroll and help one another remember, there will be enough. The scroll that God describes exists today. The scroll of remembrance. It's right here. Read your scroll of remembrance. And be reminded of those places where God has come in to the hurt, to the pain, to the loneliness, and has restored humanity, both directly, but then indirectly through one another, through our friendships, our community, where we support one another when we need it, We challenge one another appropriately, but we share and we all benefit. That is sustainable, where greed is not and injustice is not. God teaches us that we restore one another as part of this covenant cycle. We demonstrate hope and care, and we build one another up. The day of the Lord that they call for, that's described with the purifying fire, the day of the Lord is a scary thing for the unjust. The day of the Lord is scary and frightening for the corrupt and the greedy. But for those who build community with one another, who support and sustain one another in good times and in bad, the day of the Lord is joyful. It is good, and we look forward to it. We will always find ourselves in a covenant cycle, whether it's at a global level or a family level or even a personal level in your own relationship with God. We'll always find ourselves somewhere on that cycle, and you get to decide where that is and then what you will do when you find yourself in that part of a cycle. As we said in one of our hymns today, we are prone to wander. We are prone to leave the God we love. It's human nature. And we can return and find rest and comfort and restoration. The good news that we have in Malachi and for us today can be found in that prayer that we shared after the psalm. God of pilgrims, that's us. Pilgrims who are still on a journey. We're still seeking and learning and building our community. Teach us to recognize your dwelling place in the love, generosity, and support of those that we share this journey with. Help us to worship God in the way we respond to those who need our care. The whole world is God's temple, and here we stand in it. Every human heart is a sign of God's presence made known to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Just like we said last week, we know what to do. We have the scroll of remembrance that teaches us what we need to do when times are difficult. Jesus teaches us. We can do it. That's the good news.